She's grandma's doing her grandma thing
who's,
with
whose
you.
Whose grandmother is this? Do we care?
I don't know. No.
We
just it ain't, definitely it ain't our grandmothers or nobody's we know.
I mean, yeah, of course.
This is like we went to a coworker.
Your grandmother. It definitely can't be none of our grandmas.
No, we went to like a coworker's. We went to a coworker's Christmas party.
Just a grandmother.
And then somehow, okay. like it just all clicked to
like
where
that,
you ended
man.
Up
give
later.
Us some backstory. Some coworkers, you know, grandmother. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
Christmas party.
So
okay.
She was like,
bring it around.
She was talking about how bomb her gingerbread cookies were, but nobody got to eat none, right? Because they weren't ready and they weren't even cooked. Yeah. She had all the shit out. But she was like, and nobody really gave a fuck about
the gingerbread
cookies.
Let me pull
this
picture while you're talking so I can get a good.
But she was like, she was going to make them. And you was like, so you really going to make those gingerbread cookies? And she's like, oh, I'll make them. You want to save for some? Heck yeah. I haven't had a gingerbread cookie homemade since.
Do we already know? Like, damn, man. Grandma Stacy been looking.
She does.
Right, I wonder what
you never know.
Nobody's
never,
ever wanted it.
No, you don't even when you see her, you're not seeing that
background. All right,
but then like, and then she brings you the hot cocoa.
Yeah,
while the gingerbread cookies come out fresh, then the shit come out fresh.
This shit
right?
all sounds like an elaborate ass porno. Right
it could
now.
Be, man.
Well, it has to be a porno if you fucking
if
you, a grandmother.
You see, 100% an elaborate ass porno. If you
I mean, they got I got their next little show.
I mean, you know what?
Guilt.
This shit is guilt.
Is that a such thing?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Told you.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I've never seen it. I would not. Nah,
what if they look like that?
Gifts.
I think I've seen some.
Probably.
You did? Did you like graze past?
She looked like that. Yeah.
Dude, so she's, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it comes to this to where.
Yeah. That's what.
That's how that comes out? How the cheeks come
like
out?
Like after the gingerbread cookies, I don't know how we get to fucking. Like, I don't.
What's the next
I
step?
Don't know how,
how did we get here?
You get to talking.
See? Right? That is the part in pornos when I rewind all of a sudden.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting there and it starts. And
but
I
how'd
go,
you get from there?
And I'm like, get past this. Just get to the fucking. Yeah. Then how do we get to the fucking?
I go like, you gotta after you bust it?
No. Just, I'll be sitting there watching. And I'd be like, man, get out of this. I got
you know,
to get the business.
That boring ass dialogue sometimes.
Yeah, and then you get to it, and then my mind just goes, damn, how did we get here?
I just so did go you back, go back?
I go back just a little bit enough to see how they got there. And
nah, because once I shot off, I feel guilty, and I'd be like, ugh, turn
no,
this
no,
shit
no,
off.
No, no shooting off. No, you haven't got there yet. It's the beginning of watching it. Like, right when you start, you're just like,
yeah.
Right.
She starts talking about her
it's
little.
It's usually a comment, though. It's like, well, have you liked your eggs beat? Some shit like that. And
right. It's like, yeah, well, I'm going to yoke
go.
You
here's,
up.
Here's how it would work for me, right? So we got the cocoa and we got the gingerbread. And I'm like, man, these are dope. Yeah. She got her, like, grandma slippers on.
To
right?
let you guys know, we're looking at a picture of this of this woman on Instagram. And it says, smash your pass. And it's like this grandma, but, you know, she's got some cheeks. Go ahead, finish with her.
Yeah, not only. So, like, she got the grandma slippers on. So, here's how I visualize it goes down. Because I'm a feet guy, too, right? She got the slippers on, and one of the slippers, like, fall off. And her toes are, like, young looking, too. Just like this ass we see right here. So, you're like, wow.
See, I was questioning if that was her ass. Then I just stopped questioning. Like, if it was, like, a Photoshop face or something like that.
Yeah, I stopped questioning too.
I stopped questioning like, just the.
What if it? Was,
I made my choice.
Yeah. What if it's just that?
She's like.
That. I'm probably
like,
is just.
Look
that.
At you. You got your toes all done up and everything. She's like, yeah, you like that? I'm like, yeah, Donna, I love that. And she's like, call me.
I like how you gave
call
her
me Nana.
That don't work for me.
No, I can't. it messed up.
Definitely not Nana. Bring it back.
Yeah. Bring it back. Bring all right, it toes came out.
Okay.
Toes
okay.
polished perfectly. No, right. No chips on the nail polish.
Okay.
Right. And you're like, wow, like, yo, how does your toe? You got some
she
pretty feet.
Have old feet.
No, not with the veins and shit. Ugh, with the bone, you can see the bone and the grizzles and shit. Everything is perfect looking. Like, wow, you keep your skin up like that? She's like, yeah. Look, and then she like slides her leg up. And like, wow, your legs are looking nice too. Like, how do you do that? Do you got like? Do you use oil of Olay or what? You know? And she's, you start joking about it. And she's like, I can show you some things, young man, that you know.
Nah, the way I saw it, the way you were going, that shit just kept progressing.
Going upward.
Yeah,
and that's what I saw, too.
That's what I'm saying. She's like, I can show you a thing or two, young man.
She didn't go there. You was like, oh, man, your legs are all oiled up. Man, that's nice. And
she has to touch him or something like that?
She just goes up. Like, man, that's your ass. Your ass looks real nice. Man, is that your ass? That is your ass. Wow. Wow, that is a nice
ass. Good, that is a nice God, ass.
Yeah, you just nice got to start ass. Fucking after that.
She shows you her. Her ass is perfect like that with a G-string on. It's time to go.
Yeah, you gotta just. Yeah.
And that's how grandma got smashed.
Wow.
Did not get passed.
Did not get passed.
Gilf porn.
You laying there in the bed. You laying there in the bed, and then after you're done and everything, you're like, did that just happen? And she's like, don't worry about it. And then you let your cocoa get cold. Let me go warm it up in the microwave for you.
She a G if she responds like that.
Warm your cocoa up?
She's 100% a G if she responds like that.
She go get you a towel and clean you up.
I'd be like, Miss Stacy, you done this before, huh?
Yeah. She
gonna sponge bath you or what?
You over there feeling guilty. She over there like, don't worry about it. Yeah, man. You know, shit happens.
It'll be between us. What happens with Nana stays with Nana.
Oh, no.
But you know what? That'll be the kind of shit that they would say in the porn, though.
Probably.
Yeah, at the end.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What happens with Nana stays with Nana.
Wow, she's...
Oh, come on. You just gingerbread cookie icing all over the place.
Dildopolis all over the place.
Dildopolis. Mike, when you going to get... So we got to get you on the sticks, man.
Man, just haven't had no time.
Will you, you know, commit to this relationship once again? You know, man, we haven't seen you in forever.
No commit.
It hasn't been forever.
I chased you. Really? I chased you and went back to the Xbox.
Man, we was texting each other. I was like, I just miss y'all, all right? You was like, nice.
That was
man.
A while back, though.
Exactly. Like 3 weeks ago.
Damn, it was. You still ain't shit.
Damn.
Busy man.
That's what I said.
I just see that YouTube.
That's not even me.
That ain't him.
Yeah, that ain't me.
That's you need to get her when it's, hey, man, get her another account, man. Put her name on her own account.
Right. Yeah, give her own shit.
It's like, stop seeing your name right there.
Because of giving up false hope and shit.
For some reason, the PS3 really takes precedence over the PS4 for some reason. Like, when you're online, like, we could both be, but it'll say. It doesn't make any sense.
You know what you need to do? Probably need to go online and check that shit out in your settings.
Yeah, because Pat said you set it up that way.
Oh, yeah. I contacted Google and made sure and Sony to make sure we set that shit up that way.
Mike was the motherfucker who sold y'all CDs and shit, right? So he knew about computers and shit way back in the day.
I didn't sell him CDs.
He was the one that was hustling, though, right?
Yeah, 100%.
He was ahead of you in the game.
Yeah, this is where I learned
it. So you mean to tell me that he don't know what we see already?
What? I didn't even touch anything on there.
Hey, probably.
That's a good point, though, man.
Let Xander be fine.
I'm like, eyeballing me.
I'm like, hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
No cell.
And chances are and I'll see it, and I'll be at work because I get it on my phone, and I can't respond to it.
And then he don't even respond to me at work, neither on the text.
No, because you know why it's stupid? I don't when you send it through that, because with the PlayStation app, you have to have a separate app for the messaging. Could I go into my text message and say something? Yeah, but...
I'm not that important. I get it. I understand.
That's right.
None of you guys are. I haven't seen him either.
Then I feel better now. I feel much better.
Don't do that. Don't do that because I talk to you on Snapchat, so you know, I get a reply. Fuck that.
He's going to exhaust all avenues.
You know, you could have probably just left that alone, even though you knew that y'all still connect. Yeah. You could have let him
Pat was
off the hook.
That was all a good thing, one right, man. Now.
Look,
you just,
I got an avenue with Mike.
I ain't talked to him.
I got an avenue.
No, he did some fuck shit right there.
Listen.
My nigga, he did some fuck shit right there.
No, I did.
Like, you could have let me.
That's my avenue. I wanted to let y'all know, like, I got an avenue.
He was like, no, you basically said, nah, nigga.
I don't know about you, but
nah,
I'm
nigga,
in there.
I'm special.
I'm talking to him.
Like, he talks to me.
What's wrong with you? That's my nigga.
We are in constant conversation.
Oh, man.
Real one since day one.
Right? No, Josh, I'm like, fuck it up, but yeah.
I'm like, real three since day one.
Shit,
I might not even be on the third level tier.
Y'all heard from Mike? Nah, man.
Nah,
on
man.
Snapchat. Hey, man.
They looking for you.
They asking about you.
They asking about you, man.
Really? That's nice.
Fuck them.
I went and got 2K on both systems, and I'm about to start a character on that system.
And you're gonna spend money on real money on VC.
I told myself I was not gonna.
But
do
you're
that.
Going to.
Why?
Because you are. This is you. You're going to.
A VC. Two
How much
characters.
Have you spent on PS4?
Bought that game like 12 times. I mean, if we do it at least it spent $70 on VC.
I bought it for the like the half off discounts.
We suck, Mike. I'm over here trying to just back to the same conversation. Yeah. Over here trying to say, I was like, what's the longest I went without talking to Mike? Shit was 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. This motherfucker acts like we go months. 2 days at the most.
Shit was 2 days. Look, man, I thought I was there with you.
He was trying his hardest.
I thought I was there.
I text you guys the other day, man, in the group chat.
So that's another.
Yeah.
I'm mad at that, man.
I be trying to bring us closer together, me and Mike, you know, but y'all find ways to keep us at a distance.
Always.
He finds ways on his own.
How's that?
But.
He's a sucker.
Y'all helped it.
He's a sucker.
But y'all helped it. Y'all like, you know.
You guys, you act like you can't text me.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Nigga, you ain't that damn special. Okay. For me to just text you.
Then why are you complaining then?
This relationship is just hilarious to me. That's why I just, that's why I egg it on and let it go. It's just funny to me. Because y'all like each other. You just don't talk.
I'm on the outskirts of his friends, you know.
No, you're not.
I feel like I am.
You
like,
are not.
I could be possibly a friend.
100% are probably on the outskirts.
Yeah, I've accepted that.
I'm not saying you're right, but
I've
you're
accepted
right
that.
That
I really
you're
did accept
outskirts.
That, yo.
Like that maybe should be
I was like, I was, you know, I'm like, you know, whatever it is, it's mine. Like I brought you. Yeah. He's been with me, and then he's yours. So that makes you mine too. This sounds real gay, but that's not what I'm trying to go with this.
Ludopolis. He will not rape me.
Not take my booty.
I am not getting raped.
I told you that's just how he is,
Pat. I love.
No,
him.
you explained it.
Yeah, I told
you explained it, and I was good with it once I saw it from my own eyes, like when I felt it, like, and then I was like, well, I just got to shake off this Xbox. This motherfucker is not responding to me with the Xbox, but it's like, damn, you can at least say fuck you or something.
Well, you got Forza and never even did anything with it.
We was on Forza, and I was asking you questions. You was like, man, just play the fucking game.
No, you're so full of shit. I was telling you.
You didn't say it.
No, I was
really
telling you.
To play that damn game.
Sometimes
but
you just gotta play the game too.
Yo, yeah. Sometimes you just gotta play the damn game.
I just like to get information that'll make me better
just
quicker.
Play the game.
You know,
that's the best way to get better.
So guys, yesterday he was like, "John, before I play BioShock, can I plug my tablet in?" I was like, "Why?" He's like, "So I can look up the video on how to play it." So just play the game, guys. Just play the damn game.
It's my money, and I want it now.
Just play the game.
877 cash now. I'm that motherfucker that wants his cash. Cash me out. I don't want my shit with time.
He wants to beat the game before he plays it.
Yeah.
No, I want, you know.
No,
how many times you got to get chopped in the neck with an axe before you say, you know what, little help? Tell me not one of y'all motherfuckers didn't need no help when you learn how to do the one-ups on the Mario with the turtle shell.
No, I learned from watching somebody else do it.
But once you did it, it made life a lot easier. How the fuck you beat?
Yeah, well, I watched
Mario, Super Mario Brothers.
The first
on
one?
The three lives that they gave you.
The first one?
Yeah.
My mom did it.
Yeah. Once
she
I
beat
learned
the
how
game
to do that,
with the
mom,
three lives?
My mom, I haven't even beat the first Mario. My mom's beat. I watched
not
my
Mario,
mom.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, the first
do,
one.
Do, do, do,
yeah,
do.
On the Nintendo. So I watched one, I watched my mom beat that one.
With three lives.
She probably got more lives, but I watched her beat that one.
Right.
She didn't know the she didn't know none of that.
When I got that shit and warp zoned, oh my god, life was wonderful.
No warp zone.
I never beat any of those games. So
mm-hmm. She ain't know nothing about no warp zone.
I couldn't have the patience for it. I died too many times.
I did not have patience for it.
When I learned how to do the one up thing though,
for Zelda,
and I beat Super Mario 2 and Super Mario 3,
and I still never beat it after that.
Warp zone in 3.
No point.
I cannot fuck with like Adventures of Link and Zeldas and all that.
I can, I just haven't.
And God of War, I watched my buddy play God of War, and I saw him opening
that shit right there,
doing this and doing that to do this. You got to jump on this, but you got to do it in a certain amount of time. Then jump off of it, go over there and touch this. Go back to there, jump on that. Remember what the fuck it just happened, and then the gate will open.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
God of War is,
and then you just get to fuck shit up after that.
Yeah,
hell yeah, fighting in that game.
Pull eyeballs out, snatch arms out of sockets.
You can pull eyeballs out?
Yeah, yeah, Cyclops, you pull his eyeballs out.
Yeah.
Mm. And pocket it.
Yeah. And pocket it, so it's one eyeball. Like Kill Bill style. Like zap!
Like a Cyclops.
Yeah. I took it from you, dick.
Like
I was like, and then fucking Brandon took it.
No, the coldest I pull out was Kill Bill when she's when the swords were connected and they was looking at each other and she just boom, snatched her.
That was
her
cold,
eye.
But God of War's eye pull out was in the heat. Yeah. Twisted that shit off and
pulled out games real strong.
Saw the retina just detached.
Yo, retina just, gone.
That new one's gonna. I hope they do it justice too. That new one's gonna look sick.
They will. Just, same creators.
Yeah.
They just they're flipping the mythology.
As long as they're not doing a DC thing and just turning toning it down, man. I'm
what
good.
About the Game of Thrones eye gouge when the mountain?
Oh yeah.
Old boy on the ground.
That wasn't a gouge though. That was like a
he crushed his face.
Like he did a head crack.
Which one?
Remember when he was fighting the dude from Martell? Is that where he was from?
Yeah, the pretty boy with the.
He was fighting the mountain
with the
he
stick,
was twirling the staff like Donatello.
Oh yeah,
and he got on him and grabbed his face
and
started
crushed his. Yeah,
yeah.
Damn.
Let me do that to you, Mike.
Damn.
Oh, I need my face.
Whatever.
Thumbs was like toenails, man, pressing into his socket.
He went through all that, and them thumbs hit the damn concrete when he was done.
God,
shit was nuts.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
I missed that show. I miss it, man.
I was just saying that yesterday.
Yeah.
I was sitting down talking to my father-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And not Vikings, but another show came on. And I was like, man,
just not
I kind of
want
to get into another show like this. But it's not.
It ain't GOT.
It ain't Game of Thrones.
I guess now I get what Jay is telling me because Jay watches Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
But now they got this Chicago
shit.
Mad.
Yeah.
He's like, can't fuck with
he
it.
Can't mess with it. Huh?
He won't even try.
Damn.
Like, you know what? It's probably good. Like, this Viking show is probably good. It's going like his third season. I'm just
that's
stuck.
How I was with Spartacus, man. He does not like when I bring up Spartacus because you've seen it, right?
Pieces.
Spartacus is great.
Oh, well, there was a character in there. He died of, like, some illness.
Andy Whitfield, the main character.
The real guy.
Like how we see.
So now you won't watch it no
Hugh
more because
Jackman
of the new
as Wolverine. That's how I saw this guy as Spartacus.
He was great as Spartacus.
Yeah. And
they replaced him in the second season. He was sick at the end of the first season.
Yeah.
So they did a prequel, which was great.
Yeah.
Hoping he'll get better. And then he passed, but they wanted to continue the story.
So they
replaced him with another actor. The guy was good. But by this time, you really love
the
guy who's playing Spartacus. Mm. You're like, man, that's Spartacus right there for me. And then they brought in the new guy. He didn't suck at all. But you just, as you watch him, you're like, man, I wish the other guy was here. So that's him.
You see 100%. Black Dynamite when they had that cut scene when he smacked the dude and the dude turned into a light-skinned motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because he had to cut the scene because that dude got mad for real.
He said, hey, man, what the fuck?
They had to get rid of him because
he
probably slapped the shit out of him. Cut, man.
That's one of my favorite parts in the movie because not a lot of people recognize that part. This shit is hilarious, man.
Said,
hey, what the fuck? And then it came back. Just a light-skinned dude.
Oh, man.
But
yeah, that's an underrated movie.
In Game of Thrones, there were three people replaced.
Who was replaced?
I don't know two of them. I know the one that was replaced. The queen. Not the queen, but the dragon queen.
Daenerys
was fucking the dude.
She was replaced?
No.
Oh, you mean you saw the stand-in?
No. The dude who was fucking her.
Yeah.
You know which
Drago?
One I'm talking
got
about?
Those blades.
The one with the dual blades, the assassin dude.
Oh, yeah, he definitely was replaced. I was like, hey,
like, when the next season came on, he wasn't him no more.
Yeah,
wasn't
him.
And I was like, who is this motherfucker?
Man,
and then the next episode.
Who the fuck is this guy they changed?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
She was like some dude she was banging.
Okay, remember when they... They went to go take this whole new tribe of people.
Right.
And then this one particular
guy,
it was three dudes, and he killed his two homeboys to be with her.
Yeah.
And then when they replaced him, he had long hair.
They replaced that nigga?
And he had short hair before.
I didn't even notice.
What the fuck is this?
He didn't even know.
I didn't even notice he was replaced.
You're the target audience.
Yeah. I didn't even notice he was replaced.
The mountain is different, too.
They say there's three people that got replaced in that show.
For the mountain?
No, not for the mountain. In the show,
the
period. Like, in the next scene, you're like,
I'm gonna pay attention, man, unless it's the main character.
Or the mountain, like, is replaced?
Yeah, he's different. The mountain's different.
You wouldn't know because his face is all fucked up now.
But is that guy even... He's still there, right? The dual blaze dude?
He's still there, but...
And it's a different guy?
No, he's not.
A
different guy.
He's not in the show no more. Like, he somewhere got left out because...
I didn't even notice he was
replaced.
If he were
there, he would have been there on the mountain in the ice when they were scrapping.
She sent him on a mission.
A long one.
Yeah.
Since I'm on that Jorah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't
nigga matter, back.
Bro. Yeah, he is back.
Dude, let's talk about this motherfucker had dragon scale.
Yeah.
He goes back.
We're all caught up here.
Yeah.
Okay.
She says, come back to me when you're healed.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is over there fucking with knowledge over there.
Yeah,
he's in the jail cell of knowledge.
He's in the books. Yeah.
He starts scraping this shit off, reading on how to do this, and all these old motherfuckers there ain't figured this shit out yet.
Yeah, because they didn't. It was what the fuck was he reading that they was telling him not to read?
Those books, them over there.
Them over there.
Yeah, so you know, you don't fuck with those.
Damn.
You know, look them. We have all this. Just like Adam and Eve with the tree of knowledge. Don't fuck with this.
Don't fuck. No.
You can have mangoes, apples. I mean, you can have mangoes, cassava, melons, passion fruit. This motherfucker it's called passion fruit. Fuck with that. But just don't eat the apple.
But don't eat them.
Yeah. So the books, like books all over. But it's a room with a lock with these books.
With them in it.
And well, Sam is like...
But basically what I'm saying was those books was written by them. And the them was like a crazy dude, right? And they was like, they wasn't fucking with that guy.
I think that's what it was. It was a book written by somebody, and they looked at his research and his writings
as bullshit.
They didn't link everything because it wasn't just one book that he was getting this information from.
He started
reading information and linking it too, and going, "Oh, okay, well let's try this."
Right.
And then he's got a book. Basically, Sam is basically the real maester of the whole maesters now.
He's going to be that
because his ass can actually put shit together.
Yeah, that's what they're making him.
Do you think he'll be the lead maester, or will he just come back and be the motherfucker for the wall? Because they got to put the wall back together.
They ain't going to put that wall back
together. The wall got to get back together.
They're not putting the wall back together.
How they going to put the wall back together?
They got, goddamn, they have to.
No, because I think they're going to find, I mean, story-wise, they're probably going to find a way to defeat the White Walkers, and then, you know.
Well, the Walkers will be defeated, but everything repeats, because the Walkers were there before.
But they weren't defeated before.
Yes, they were.
A wall was put up.
Yeah.
The wall, why all of a sudden the wall ain't working?
I don't know, maybe.
Because it got blown up. It was blown up.
Shit did get blown up, man.
King Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, how he just know to turn dragon into Iceman and blow the wall down. He's been there before. He done seen some shit.
I mean, it's not like they're dumb ice people, zombies.
They kind of are dumb ice zombies.
The kings aren't dumb.
The king is the man.
The people are dumb. Yeah, the kings aren't, though.
Yeah.
Kings with an S? There's more than one?
They'll probably explain more about it.
Well, the king and then like the...
He's got his two henchmen.
Well, I feel like they got to. Yeah. They got to explain more about it. You know, now that's finally here,
mm-hmm.
Now you got to
explain... Blue fire, yo. You got to explain that shit.
Yo, that dragon shit was dope, though.
That shit. The kings, the ice, the zombie shit. Now you got to explain that shit.
I mean, they kind of did.
Nah, I don't know. What is it?
Well, I mean, they brought it.
Like, why are they there? Why are they there? What's
with the elves? The elves that got killed on that tree?
It was the little motherfuckers saying that we got to figure out a way to stop man from being an asshole. Because now they're coming in here ravaging our area. So we had to create this thing. So the White Walkers were there created to, like, put a checkmate on everything, but then these motherfuckers did like an Agent Smith and started just becoming more, and now they come in to just turn everybody in that, and the little elves was like, damn, we done fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
But how did they, so I'm trying to understand, remember what the man who was out there in the middle of, he's after the wall, but he's not in the ice, he's there as a liaison, but he has to kill all his sons. I mean, he takes the baby boys and send them out there to the White Walkers.
Yeah, that dude.
Does that give them energy in life? Like the boy babies?
Well, they were turning them into walkers.
Yeah.
So if you're born pure,
I wonder if they turn like that. If you're born
pure Walker, like from, are they sucking the juice from the baby to turn,
or to make them
super strength,
to make them smart? You think?
Yeah, maybe? Something. That's what I want to know. I've always wanted to know what the connection between the babies. I think it was like a peace treaty.
Well,
like,
he was giving the baby.
You
this, so
you stay the fuck
bother.
Away from us.
That is why he's giving them the baby.
And as long as you keep, as long as that part stays, then you guys have a boundary where you'll go. They send that messenger one with the sword.
Yeah.
He'll pick up the baby and bring him back to the king, and they'll do their little
transition.
But
once the baby stop, that's when the shit got stupid.
They was like, hey, man.
We coming.
Here we come.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wonder, like, what do they do with the babies? Is that you were asking? Well,
sacrificial
that
lamb.
They did turn one. They did show them, like, he touched
little
it.
Ice, and, blue eyes.
Yeah.
But that could
grow.
I
wonder.
See, that's the crazy part about that.
Don't know that they grow. I just maybe just saw blue eyes, but it didn't mean shit. It was just like blue eyes because I'm taking all your juice.
But think, if you're gonna take all the juice, why would you?
It makes me stronger.
I think what if they're smarter?
I do think
it kind of makes them smarter.
The knowledge of human, you know, it keeps the base of you. You need some human life.
They're already like human base, right? Because that's how the elf turned.
The dead are the dead.
But
he's bringing real life into the situation.
Right.
The dead are the dead, and now and they only survive and move based on the king's powers.
Yeah.
The king has harnessed all this, and he could bless.
How many are there? Like seven.
Seven what?
How many kings are there? It's not just three, is it?
There's one king.
Where the fuck you get seven kings from?
It's not just three, is it?
Well, I think it's just one king, but like all the henchmen. I guess
there they are. The henchmen type.
Yeah. So it's like the sheriff. And then he could deputize motherfuckers.
Well, yeah, that's what
and
I was saying.
And each deputy can control a tribe.
And I wonder, how do they make
that's
those?
What I was wondering.
And when you kill one of
maybe
those.
That has
maybe
to do with
babies.
The babies.
Yeah, maybe the maybe babies
do with
were
the
making
babies.
Those.
That's a thought. But when you kill one of them, his whole tribe dies off.
Yeah, that's why
that.
I was. That's why
I
was.
Right. That being more than because you can't just turn any regular one. Well, he's not turning any.
Yeah,
regular
like they're
one.
Personally so the doing it themselves. Yeah. You know, not just them dying and then turning into it, or them getting killed by the actual.
Shit,
little.
But that means he has like some people.
Yeah, he's got some henchmen.
That means
yeah,
he has.
I think it was getting babies.
What's more,
babies on top of babies.
What do you think is bigger, the Ice King and his folks? You think the Ice King and his folks are bigger than Amway? Y'all know who Amway is.
Yeah.
The little pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
You got one motherfucker, and then he have like 10 motherfuckers behind
this
him.
Dude started
and they branch
off. He's talking about pyramid schemes, but this guy's like talking about magicians, probably.
It's the same sort.
Same shit.
Got caught up in
pyramid. Just a lot more magical.
Pyramid shit.
The Ice King, he got a lot of motherfuckers.
Every time
man.
Somebody walks up to him at the gym and I'm on the phone or something like that. And they mentioned something about, hey man, you want to try? He's like, nah, this shit sound like a pyramid scheme.
It's common, man. I can't even go to
I'm
work.
Like,
now,
why they
man.
Keep bothering you?
You motherfuckers be at work lurking. You like your job? Get the fuck away from me. Get the entire fuck away from me.
You could have passed up on a bomb ass job.
I could have, man.
But
I had a dude, he said he was ex NFL, which he was. He was like, hey man, you like your job? Nah, son.
The
nope.
Fuck?
Get
the
fuck
away
out.
From me.
Get the fuck out of it. I don't play that shit no more, man.
Have you fell for the okie doke once before?
Bamboozled.
You got Amway'd?
And bestrothed. I don't even know if
let
that's
me
a
see.
Word.
What was it? Was it like supplements or something?
No, nah, man. It was more like, man, I got these expensive ass college bills I need to pay for, man. I'm desperate. Man, I ain't got rent to pay.
This nigga was selling vacuums.
Listen.
I was going to say he got curbied, but I didn't want to go there, but fuck.
I will.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Dick.
And, man.
I was sitting right here the whole time.
How did I meet this dude, man? Dude's, I don't know, man.
What
I
type of people you get wrapped up with? Like, what is it about you that attracts these
people?
People
you know from high school, man. Just,
no, so hey, what man. Was the scheme? What was this dude, he said he has bills, so he came up with a lick, and you fell for what
no,
his lick
know.
Was?
I ain't see, you know what? I ain't see the lick.
That's you feel it?
Fucking Mike, right?
Sorry.
All I know is I went to a cult meeting. They had it at one of the it was a hotel on Paradise, and they had a projection of this whole convention where people were being excited. Oh, I get money. Yeah. Just people talking and shit. And
you went to one of them.
Yeah, just sell our presentation of what was the business.
Okay, so it wasn't like a little room like Dead Presidents when they was coming up with their game plan, right?
Yeah, a real one.
So it was a fucking
hall. The room I was in, it was showing a convention area projection through a projection. Mm. So it was like a room.
So
I
you were
say
watching,
30 by 30.
So you were in a room watching
with like 25 to 40 other people.
Okay.
Watching this projection, and then somebody would come out and talk and say their piece or whatever. Start passing shit around to get your money.
Your room didn't get hype?
Get your money.
How many people were speakers?
It was like maybe a handful, I want to say.
Like five or less?
Or more.
More.
It could have been like
more.
Eight.
So eight people, and there was 40 people in the room, and how much was they ganking people for? Damn, I said ganking.
No,
it's a Compton word, ain't it?
It's all right. Sorry. It was.
It's an L.A. word, 100%.
I said that shit.
Right, it's 100% an L.A. word, man.
Ganking people. I'm so sorry right now.
I thought Ice Cube
I have not said that word in years. I haven't said that word in 17 years, but anyway.
How does that make you feel?
It's proper. I don't know. It was the right time.
It was the right time to use it.
Use it in the right context. You're okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like the baloney conversation we had is like it's crept up on me. Like my roots just was like I've been hiding them roots for so many years now. You know,
take you away, but that's just I can't take it out.
But right I'm now. Seeing some fuckery, and it made me go there. Yeah, there's a lot of fuckery where I came.
That's
from.
That's what it was, man.
It was fuckery. A foot,
$500 off the bat.
$500
off the bat
per 40 people.
Per 40 people,
the eight have to split the $500 per 40.
Getting money,
so they know that out of 40, 20 of them will do this.
You know, if somebody would have came in there anyway, but yeah.
So you got out after
that's
the 500.
I should have been thinking about that.
You didn't realize. But once
been in there with a ski mask,
Brandon, we're not gonna let you walk around by yourself anymore.
Amen. So what saved you? What saved you from not because you just didn't have a 500?
Saved me,
dude.
I was desperate, man. I wanted to pay for the rest of my books, the rest of my classes. I had some debt. I was like, man, whatever, man, to get this buck, man. So.
So you did it.
I
you gave him the 500.
Then I realized. Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. It was hard. Hard.
No, ain't no more.
It was a hard knock life. And,
last big one.
It tore me apart.
Ethan's, but the big ones are for us. So.
Hey, you mind just pulling a couple out?
It's a one Corona back there if you want that one.
Oh, not a Corona. It was just a water.
I should have brought those Heinekens I have sitting in my fridge.
You give me a water while you in there, bruh?
The water is preserved.
Oh, damn.
I think those are the ones that I brought, huh?
Do Coronas get stale?
Nah.
All right, man. I'll take a Corona, man.
Nah, it's only one. You ain't getting shit.
Damn.
Hey, yo. If you go look. All the way down. All the way. Look. You see it? The Bud Lights.
Oh, hell no.
But you drink Bud Light. Give him the Corona.
But he likes Corona more than Bud Light. Use your butt cheeks.
Yeah, man. I got an opener.
Yeah, man.
Y'all hold the show down while we get this nigga faded.
So they gave
me. Damn, dude.
They got me.
So it's just that. That was all it was, though. $500.
That's all it was, man.
It took but I'm effort. Saying, you know.
But you know what? Ideally, pretty sure the guy who first started making it got buku money or
got
whatever.
Got some money.
Got
huh?
some money.
No doubt.
Thank you.
So I'm not saying it doesn't work, but if you ain't got no backing.
Yeah,
you ain't out there.
Them fucking pyramid schemes, dude. Those shits are, especially like those insurance ones too.
Yeah,
like, man.
Even sell the
direct,
my insurance.
They even have like the ones for DirecTV too.
DirecTV pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Well, that has to be legit then.
Everything's a pyramid.
Nah, even then it doesn't have to be legit because right. It's still you're basically you have to go and get people to sign up and this and that and it's still bullshit.
All of it's a pyramid.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit. It's Illuminati. I'm just.
So stupid. Take the beer away from him.
He didn't even get a sip in. Yeah.
Just a whiff of it got him acting ignorant.
Damn, you put all of it out.
Man, that shit just happened.
Fuck. One, that motherfucker's so, he got them strong ass knuckles. He spent one spin and a whole damn chap came out.
Shit just happened. I can't get it down. It's like, whatever, man. We here.
How'd you get the top back up?
Push that shit down.
You smashed it back just in there.
Just hope for the best.
It is what it is.
Put it in the freezer when you get home.
Just pray.
That's why all the time I rock with this thing right here.
What is that?
Yeah, man.
Don't let nobody else put their fingers in it, though. Hell it's just your fingers.
It's just my finger right there.
Dick in it.
Let me see that.
I mean, you wouldn't let nobody use your chapstick, though, right?
No, my wife uses weird, my chapstick.
I mean,
I stick with the Carmex. Love Carmex. Shit's fucking.
You're going to get somebody just going to be, oh, man, this is dope.
Just finger deep in that shit, dude.
Hey, man, go ahead and.
All the way to the third note.
My gift from.
Here's my little.
From me to you. God damn.
They got me a little thing, and I got my little.
Do you carry that with you everywhere you go?
Everywhere I go. My key fob is in here. And my little... So what's crazy is it's a little pack, but it's a pack within a pack within a pack. So all this
what
is
they
all
seeing?
In this Altoids tin right
is
here,
it?
Too.
What is it?
It's a fanny pack.
Oh, I'm into this. I got a little hobby when I do, like, survival kits. I started, like, on YouTube watching this guy make a backpack. And when he put his backpack together, he put all these essentials inside of his backpack. So it went from backpacking to like how good can you condense this thing to make it smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. So I got all the way down to this little small little Altoids tin, and I got everything you see in here in there also.
Nice.
So it's like a screwdriver, a flashlight,
a pen,
a whistle, a screwdriver.
It's great.
Like. It's crazy, isn't it?
Now,
you laughing at my shit, man?
No.
Motherfucker asked me about
no,
it.
No, I got
him
laughing at something else.
So is that chapstick that you have right there grape?
Yes. It's fuck you. He just blackmailed me right now. It just happened to be, yeah.
You smiled hard as shit when you said yes. You were like.
Yeah, it was good, too. That's good.
Yes.
I'm black. I can't not be black now, huh?
I mean, for a survival kit. I think berries would be the last thing you want to have on your lips. You're trying to survive somewhere.
This is not a survival kit. This is everyday. We call these EDCs, everyday carries.
Oh,
so survival
Who's
is.
Who's we?
Oh, there's a group of us. There's okay. A league of extraordinary gentlemen that do this.
Like, I wasn't going to just let that fly.
A pyramid scheme?
No, I didn't cost anything. But my own money.
It's good, man. Don't
I can make.
Can I see inside the Altoids thing?
You can. You can break it all down.
I won't mess with it.
No,
mess
open
it
up and dump it.
Oh no, you can see everything that's in there.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you got a lighter right there. Look, you got drill bits.
Yeah.
Well, not drill bits, but like the Phillips and the flathead. Nice.
It's a good little survival thing.
And you just put that one in your. If you don't want to carry all this, you just throw this in your pocket and roll out.
Roll out.
It's got a multi-tool. But then when you don't want to carry all of it, you just carry your own little simple little multi-tool here. And every multi-tool I get, pretty much, I got to have a.
Put that dirty ass grandma away already.
That's not what it is. Sorry. I'm over here. I'm scrolling, looking for stuff. And then this just reminded me of Pat. Look at the pant and then read what it says.
Pockets after I waste money on some dumb shit.
Pants just looking at him like,
man, we can't keep nothing in there.
I get it honestly. My grandfather was the same way. My grandmother asked him, what you do with your money? Sell it?
Oh, man. Speaking of that, that's real big now. We probably could be rich right now.
Yeah, what? She took care of the money. And my wife takes care of mine.
That's what all that is.
Fucking Bitcoins.
Bitcoins. Selling money. Selling virtual, not real, not tangible, but.
Do you know what Bitcoin is?
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
It's digital currency.
That shit is stupid.
What? Check this out.
No, I'm talking about the stock. Do you know what the stock of Bitcoin is right now?
Like 10,000 or something like that.
She's like $10,000 a share. Yeah. That's crazy.
What is Bitcoin?
Virtual currency.
Which is what?
That's what
Which
I meant is? By it's stupid. That's why when I say I don't know, I know it's virtual currency.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody.
Well, put it like this.
Want to buy some Bitcoin? It's fucking VC.
A small concept of it, because I don't know the whole. I don't have the whole grasp of it.
Yeah, simplify
that
shit.
There's people out there who like to trade currency,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be gold, silver, and straight cash from different, you know, places of the world, whatever. Anyway, you had this person online make up their own shit in their own little circle, trade these made up ideas of currency.
Sorry, somebody's like, listening to this right now
that's not what it is.
What he's saying, but somebody's probably listening going,
I don't feel like that's what it is.
That's
neither.
Not what
but
that
it,
is.
It, it, in the smallest form, in that's the theory, what it is. Yeah. Is what yeah. it is.
Because the virtual currency just sounds like the same thing that Wall Street is. Like it's a lot of motherfuckers in there trading shit that they don't see.
In a way, but it's different.
No, it is, man.
It's that shit that you keep on when you play 2K.
It is.
That's what I know virtual.
No, it is. It's that too, man. Like,
they really getting my money.
Really, why I keep looking at Bitcoin and being like, this is stupid. I already told Mike about this. I heard about it long time ago. Shit was like $6 a share. And I was like, that shit is, who the fuck is gonna mess with virtual currency? That's stupid. Those are my exact words as I'm looking at it. And I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and he had a guy on there talking about what it was. This was like 5-6 years ago.
And now those shares are 10,000.
It's like 10,000. They projected to go up to almost, what did I say, $500,000 a share? I said the same thing to him
same
about
same eight motherfuckers that
Twitter.
Was in that room.
What else did I say to you about? I think it's just Twitter, it Instagram.
Google. We talked about Google.
I said the same shit to him about Google and Twitter.
We missed the boat on a lot of things.
Yeah, we
Amazon.
Missed the boat.
We missed the boat on a
Amazon,
lot of things.
Yeah. See, I got to stop saying shit.
Just do it.
Yeah. That's why I started investing my money.
You hear about all that Bitcoin that disappeared, though?
Yeah.
Fuck. What was it, like 3 million or billion or a shitload of bitcoins that disappeared? They said
disappeared, right?
Shitload of VC.
Where the shit that's not there go?
That could have been there to 99.
Could have used all of that.
Where the shit that's not there? Where did it go?
It's Bitcoin.
Albeit that.
It's those same eight dudes that put on that shit for y'all. Yeah. Turn that shit into Bitcoin.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Them same niggas.
You're $500.
The exact same
niggas. It only
niggas.
Gained ground because of popularity. You know what I'm saying?
What, Bitcoin?
Everything. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Popularity, but nobody knows what the fuck Bitcoin is.
Exactly. But nobody want to miss that opportunity.
Hey, can you cash out?
Jump into that.
Yeah, you can cash out if you want. You know how happy I would be right now if I would have bought that shit at $6?
If you cash out.
I'd have came up.
Blood in,
got
blood
my name up.
It's probably a real penalty.
Like dick? What are we talking about?
Like maybe some death or something.
What
or
are
something.
You talking about? What would you just go to? What round?
He was talking about a penalty if you
cash out.
Cash out.
No, there's no penalty if you cash out.
It's
you
only
cash
penalty
out.
Is just the
you cash out right
stock
now.
Exchange
just
cash out.
What you are right
but
now.
That shit is projected to go up to about $500 million a share.
So people are saying why?
They're holding
cash
on
out.
To it. Yeah,
don't
they're holding on
out.
To it, hoping it. I mean, that's what. That's all. This
but
shit
most
is.
Of people are
that's why my money's
on to
still
the
in the stock exchange.
Of what it could be is making you rich. Nobody's grasping onto the ideal of it, though, man. That's what I feel, man. Because I was talking to Kiwi today about it. I was like, man, the thing about that that scares me, man, I like how it would like top of the whole economic system. You know what
easy
I mean?
Easy is because it's digital.
Like how it would just turn this what we have right now, or how we buy food, you know, feed ourselves and shit like that. How it would turn it upside down.
Yeah, cashless.
You'd
society.
Have to have like your family members would. Some of your family members will be struggling.
Cashless society. Sounds familiar? Does it?
You know, I know
like
where
we
go with
go
this.
Into the dark age real quick when people really start robbing you then.
But that's where it's going. That's where it's slowly trying to go. You know where I'm going. That's where it's slowly trying to go.
Revelations.
It's crazy seeing it, isn't it? Mm. When you see it just
creeping in.
Just creeping up on you. Yeah. You're just looking at it.
Hey,
like,
man, you know what?
It may be like 50 years before it gets there, but you just see
Revelations was coming when they tried to take cash away and give you credit cards. And it was like, well, here we go. This is the beginning of it when you cash
the
cash.
But that is the beginning of it. Now that doesn't mean it's
playing,
what happened? Nah, this shit got
Mike being Mike
did some Mike shit,
doing some pillow talking under the table.
We just told.
She's like, I'm going to sleep with you if you don't keep playing. Keep playing.
What?
Oh, shit. Hey, man, we can't have sleepovers with grown men.
That what I know.
No, we can't. That's a no-no, goddammit. That can't happen ever.
Felt the way.
I guess that's the way to say it.
Right? It's kind of like, okay.
I mean, you keep doing this, I'm going to fuck you. What?
Playing with fire.
That's terrible.
Oh, my stomach.
That's a horrible statement. Yuck. But yeah, it may be like 50, 100 years. That doesn't mean you don't see it coming. You know what I mean? Mm. You see it. You know, God virtual works slow. Currency.
But you know what? It's not like the system we have in place now has any tangible, like, real reality to it. You know what I mean? Like, paper money, that's really, it's not, it's just, it works with our society. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Because I think all the gold is gone. I think they done grabbed it all up, and some motherfucker has it, and they saying you, and this color like material that they give you on your finger you can wear is not the real shit these days, boy. You can't buy no gold these days, boy.
Hey.
Too many people with Jesus pieces.
Fuck all that, right? Okay. How y'all feel about all these people in Hollywood getting caught fucking?
What do you mean?
Caught?
No, Kevin Spacey was
more
just
like exposed.
Exposed, yeah. Like, how caught. You feel? I mean, we've been caught and fucking.
They've been fucking. They've been fucking.
We got many of tapes, but now they, you know.
What Kevin Spacey touching. Do?
You know sexy what Kevin harassment. Spacey did? Sexual harassment?
That's like the thing to
Yo,
do right
his
now.
His apology was fucking. That shit was like, damn.
What? Like, what was he crying?
Nah, man. It was just like,
I don't give a fuck no more.
How the fuck did we just let that apology slide? Did you hear the apology?
No, I didn't hear his apology.
Basically, the apology was like,
baby, I knew about it. I just didn't care.
Nah, the apology was like, well, you know, he's accused of touching, sexually assaulting this guy when he was like a boy. Kevin Spacey, first of all, just came out and said he's gay. He just said, like, I decided to be gay.
Oh, he's gay?
I missed that
Yeah,
part.
He just said, like, I decided to be gay. Like, I'm gay.
Oh, wow.
Right? Everybody around me
PR
knows
it. Man was on point with that one, right?
Yeah, but the apology, I was just like, damn, we just let that one go?
What'd he do?
Because he was like, after he's accused of sexually assaulting this boy, instead of just being like, nah, I didn't do that shit. Nah, I definitely didn't sexually assault you. It was more like, you know, I was drinking. Shit got a little crazy. If that happened, I apologize if that happened. It's like, wait. Wait a minute.
So saying apologize, but you're probably
wait,
still
that's
full
what
of
he
shit.
Said?
That's the apology.
He said,
I apologize
if that happened.
If that happened.
Smooth.
I was drinking. There's probably some alcohol involved. You know, things got a little crazy. I was wild.
There was a little boy involved?
Like, that's how
he
apologized.
Was he a child that he touched on?
Like, yeah, like 13, 15, 16, somewhere around there.
Yeah, anything with the 13 on it, I'm not with that.
Yeah, but yeah, that's like how it was.
You gave like a decade age gap. What the fuck, dude?
You know, give or take. Give or take 3, 4, 6, 7 years.
Well, it's getting easier and easier to accept those bullshit-ass apologies.
You just let that ride. I was
but
like,
why when
let
one,
ride?
It happens once all of a sudden the floodgates open?
Because it's time to, oh, we this is the train. We now can expose 10 more people.
Stupid.
Let's make it happen.
A director, or what is the producer that all the women came out and said he was.
Yeah,
I know it was a congressman came.
Terry Crews that's said somebody grabbed his balls or something like that.
Yo, not the sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cat Williams did.
Cat Williams grabbed his sack?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. But yeah, some producer walked up to Terry Crews or director, whatever, and grabbed his balls, and Terry was like,
he said, "This is gonna be good for the movie."
Was like, "What are you doing?" I guess it was a
yeah, man. Well, Hollywood, y'all some
that nigga's gay.
Fuck, God, dog, golly.
It's like, what do you think all these years was happening at the Playboy Mansion? You don't think it was some fuckery going on in there?
Oh, yeah, man.
There's definitely, but I would like to assume it was female fuckery.
But I like
nah,
to think
man.
Was...
I would like to assume it was female fuckery.
Oh, you want
to
leave it there?
Yes.
You don't want to know
I don't
the no.
Know
look,
all
man.
That other stuff. Even
nobody
though
wanted to
sure.
know.
I heard Eddie Griffin say he walked past some rooms and was
big
like,
big mansion.
Is that Puffy that? Right there? Is that Puffy with a.
No,
That was yeah, that was Cat Williams who said that one.
Yeah.
Well, Cat said it too. No, Eddie Griffin said it. I believe it. I heard Cat Williams do it, and then Jamie Foxx said it too.
Said what? Yeah, they've all said there seems some weird.
They walk in over there, and they see some doors wide open. They just like, really, you just gonna do that? And but they didn't expose what or who they saw
because of the time.
But it was some wild shit
because of the time back then. They didn't really.
I think all of them he's doing. Like, look, whenever you get clicked up like that, you're doing all kinds of nastiness, and they do it on. It's like almost like it has to be done in order for you to be initiated. So they have shit on you, so you can't expose the real shit.
Certain people. Yeah.
That sounds like some shit that would have happened.
I mean, even when I was doing the music stuff, small scale, of course, not nothing big, but I would go to some of these music parties, and you'd be like, some weird shit.
He ain't even say
toned down, turned down at the end of that sentence. Yeah,
some weird shit. What kind of weird shit?
Oh, Bill. Bill Cosby said, I've done so much for the community and help children educate and everything. Now I got this cool billion. It's time for me to go ahead and try to buy NBC. They was like, nah. How about we give you an Oprah? We give you your own little network. He's like, nah, I want NBC.
You talking about Bill Cosby?
Yeah. And then they said, well, okay, well, let's pull that card. Everybody, expose. Got his ass out of there.
But he's tried to buy NBC
twice. He did that shit
twice,
and they killed his son the first time. And I know this is real conspiracy theories type shit right there, but look. Hey, that's what this show is for, right?
Yeah.
This is the
conspiracy hour.
OG.
This is not mine this time.
I would definitely steal it.
Right. Look at the jingle.
We need our own. Right? It's time for Pat's conspiracy hour. You're tuned in. Hello? Hello? They all hung up.
You need Pat's conspiracy hour, Jerome's womanizing hour.
I named my original show Book of Bullshit for a reason, you know. None of this shit could be trusted.
At least you're honest.
Hey, you got to separate, you know, reality from this shit, you know. This is where a group of brothers get together and talk some shit, have fun with it, go home and deal with the real fuckery afterward. We can laugh and actually
But see, they're not dogging. Right, they're not dogging Kevin Spacey, that director. Not like they did Bill. They're not dogging him to say. At least I don't feel like it's the same.
I'm sure we got a show where we fucked Bill up on.
Yeah. About
we had a whole... No, we definitely fucked Bill up. I'm not talking about us. Like, we're an equal opportunist fuck up.
Yeah, everybody
you know what
this.
I'm saying? It really
do
don't
we really care about Kevin Spacey, though? Like,
I care about him
the
all,
The Negotiator is a hard-ass movie, man.
The same.
I heard House of Cards really good.
Yeah, I heard they getting him up off that show, too.
I think he did a real good job being Lex Luthor. They should have just put him in the right setting with that.
Yeah,
Lex
they should
Luthor.
Put him in the right movie, yeah.
If he would have been the real Lex Luthor.
That shit was terrible.
Yeah, he should just have his own Lex Luthor movie.
Yeah.
Because he is that. Well,
he was good.
He just reminded me of. That whole movie reminded me of those guys playing those guys. Yeah. So he played a hell of a good Gene Hackman, just like that dude played a hell of a good Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm. I got a solution for you, Hollywood motherfuckers, man. Go get help. Get some help. Get some goddamn
help. What's help?
Dirty motherfuckers, you.
You see Bieber in the court, in the alleyway hugging his pastor and shit. They say that the pastor slipped a dick in him. I was like, wow, did that really happen?
You can't hug
was
your
that,
pastor?
Was that word know. For word what they said?
Now, TMZ you know, shows him
is
like.
Is the church like right there?
No, nah, man, ain't no church.
Are we pulling
like
up
secretive
somewhere?
Shit.
He just.
You know what? Maybe you can call
you
a pastor.
You got all that money, man. Like, just
You
like,
call your pastor. Hey, look, I need you to meet me here, man. I'm having problems and issues, man. I need you to pray for me on the spot, man. Come here.
Right, or I just need
in
to dig me down.
In an alley? Yeah. I mean, look.
Yeah, you do got a mansion, so
but
why not?
Who's asking for dick in an alley? If you hiding, right? If you like covert. Why are you
if you look it up yourself, you'll see
a dick in an alley.
It's a thrill. I thought I heard something about kissing.
What?
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I thought I heard.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah, it's definitely yours.
He's good.
I got an alert. My wife said, hey, man, he's not happy.
He ain't happy. If you want, you could tell her to tell Zacchaeus to bring him down. Unless you want me to walk all the way up there.
Stop being a lazy ass.
I don't mind. I just figured she was up there.
She's in her room and they're in that room.
Oh, I'll go again. Bring his ass down here.
Get the little man on the show. Oh, man.
I'm going to sit here and look, try to grab the mic.
Nah, we're going to wait.
Nah, we're in this right now. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Done here.
Oh, man. Y'all think y'all can ever be in showbiz, man? Slide them. Witness that stuff?
Not if I have to get raped.
Yeah.
If I got to get raped to be a famous star, I don't want to do it.
Well, take that part out of it. What if you just got to just see it on a regular, but now you can't say anything? Would you be able to still maintain that silence?
Yeah, that ain't my business.
Right, give my tea. That's none of my business.
I ain't
I don't know, man.
I think it'd have to expose some people, man.
Shit ain't real. Would you?
Hell yeah, man. Shit ain't real. You portraying something that's not going on, you know, to the, you know, that's
you gotta at least cool. Like have your like your girlfriend or somebody that you can talk to about the shit that you see.
It ain't cool.
Like you wouldn't even believe this motherfucker right here.
What y'all talking about?
This motherfucker like getting
talking
by
about
giraffes.
Living a Hollywood life, man. And would you be able to live that lifestyle and keep silent on most of the things you see there? Or would you just go around exposing?
I'd keep silent.
You would?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, if it's like,
you would?
Kid pornography stuff like that, yeah, I'll say something. But
nah,
like,
you can't say nothing.
I'd have to say something about that. Because
that's what you saw. You was like, what?
Nah, I gotta say
something.
That's
the little girl from Stranger Things. Why are they doing that to her?
Nah, I gotta say something about that.
Nah, man, she was like, don't worry about it.
Oh, well, you know.
I'm in there.
If she said don't worry about it. She said don't worry about it like that, then fuck it. She must know what she's doing.
Why do you think the show was called Stranger Things?
Mm. Yeah. If she said it like that to me, don't worry about it. Sometimes you got nothing to worry about.
So go ahead and look this way.
I think the world
going downstairs.
Because like you think like,
but if it's nothing like that, I would not shut up.
Like Netflix wasn't in on the Hollywood thing. They was on their own little thing. And then, like, everything that those big networks was turning down, like Stranger Things gets involved, and now it's a hit. And they're like, man, we should have cashed in on that.
Who?
Netflix.
Netflix created Stranger Things,
yeah,
the show.
Of course.
So they pitched that shit to, like, CBS or NBC, one of them.
Oh, they did?
Oh, man.
Did they? I didn't know that.
And they was like, no, no, no. None of it was, you know. It just got turned down.
Oh, okay, I didn't know they pitched it. I thought Netflix was like, man, we rolling with this. So they knew they had it.
No, nah, they said, we'll take it. And they took it, and then it blew up. And it was like, what did we do? We could have had that. And I think they did that with a lot of stuff. There's a lot of Netflix ones that they pitched out there. And
I definitely believe House of Cards was pitched out. Just looking at that show.
That seemed like a
and
Fox
as expensive
or,
as that show is. Yeah.
For Marvel to invest like that and said, hey, Netflix, get us.
Disney.
Disney's
oh, they did
the world.
It.
They,
yeah, Disney.
They're definitely a part of them.
Oh.
Damn.
When you wish upon these nuts. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm telling you. Yeah, Mickey.
Disney.
Mickey did a lot of raping.
Oh, man.
Oh. You think that sound came from?
Yeah.
The end.
Cut it out. Y'all stop.
Y'all have some sick minds over
here. This is horrible.
Yeah. Do we have the sick minds?
Yes.
Or are we just opening up?
We 100% have terrible minds.
Hmm.
You do. That's what the world needs, man. More people saying, yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
That's what Hollywood.
I just feel like as I get older, it's just the doors are open, and like that didn't really happen the way I thought it did. It started with Santa when I just knew he was real, and then what happened?
I remember when I found out Santa was real. It's because I saw my dad walking with the present. I was like, oh, all right, well that's how that goes, huh?
Yeah, I came downstairs. I saw my aunts, my mother wrapping the presents. I was like, there it is.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
That ain't how it happened for me. I knew, because I still thought he was real because I saw them. They okay, these presents came from them. But then like the bike and shit that you like, how did I went to sleep and woke up and there was a whole bike just came here. How did that happen?
Right.
You know, didn't, not that your grandfather spent all night putting that shit together, getting mad at shit, cussing.
And you slept. You slept beautifully throughout that whole series.
All that cursing.
I didn't sleep good at all during Christmas.
You slept
Christmas.
Through all that. Fuck,
I'm like, man, can it hurry up? But I did, but I didn't. And what forced you to stay asleep was the fact that your parents told you,
"Baby, where am I?
You better not come down here. Or all anything that you see is gonna get taken away." You're like, keep your eyes closed.
I did hear that before.
I hate Christmas.
Then the older you got, they told you to stay in the bed. Like, because mm-hmm. you used to stay room. Up until, like, you used to get up, like, 5, 6, and then you knock on their doors. Mama, let's go.
No, that whole Santa Claus ended early, so it was like, whatever.
I had a brother
say
do
like
it.
5 or 6 for me.
Big brother just said, no, there ain't no Santa Claus. I think he got a whooping, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Got in his ass. Somebody whooped his ass.
Jeez.
That's a dope ass statement for a big brother to do though.
Not really.
Just sit down, look you in your face, and be like,
did I do that to my brother?
Nah, that shit ain't real.
Nobody did.
No tooth fairy, none of that shit. That's mom's.
Excuse me? Yeah. Nah.
You had that fed up dad be like, I'm Santa, goddamn.
That was me.
He getting too much accolades for the shit I gotta put forth in.
That was me.
You did that?
That was me, fucking 2 years in.
Look, you told
I told that nigga.
Santa took a lot of credit from a lot of people, man, over the years.
Walked up in and like, first Christmas, like, yeah, this is cool. Second Christmas, like, oh, fuck that. Hey.
Even though that's we knew, me. Like, you knew and it wasn't, but then you keep the tradition rolling because, like, Ethan right now knows that there's a Santa Claus. And it's like, I can't, and I told Patrick, you break it to him, I'm going to fuck you up.
Plain and simple.
Why do you think that is? Why is it so important for you to hold on to that information right there? You feel like it's taking his childhood away?
Yeah, you do want them to hold on to it for as long as they can before they become jaded adults.
They're going to start. Well,
but I think as a man or as a boy, you should become jaded at like 6. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Xander, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me holler at you.
I mean, you know, you should at least know.
Now, they ate now and Ethan doesn't know.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, he's way too big, man.
He is way too big.
That man's a grown man right there, man.
But that's I think song, I better man. Tell Zacchaeus.
Oh, damn, man.
Zacchaeus know?
Yeah, Zacchaeus know. Ain't none of that Zacchaeus shit real.
Keeping it real. I'm sure there's other kids at school that say it too. You know? It's not that I'm just so naive to believe.
Yeah.
But Ethan is the one that he's so strong-willed that he would make them revert and say, maybe there is a Santa. You know, because Ethan is like, there is. It is, because my dad would never lie to me.
Mm. Or maybe they're like, that nigga lying, cuz.
Yo, daddy lying.
Let me tell you something, little man. When they in there and they say they in the room talking.
They ain't really talking.
You think they talking?
What they doing?
They talk all the fucking time around you. What they talking about this time?
Santa?
They talk at the same time. Just when you get out of the shower, drying off, you come downstairs and they just finished talking.
So they talking about Santa. Go, nigga.
Look at his eyes. He's looking up at it like he just found what his purpose was. He's like, these cool people, man.
Just saying. Yeah, until he started pushing buttons on this
right
thing, he erased the whole show.
Turning your PlayStation off.
Now I'm a power bomb through a table
in the middle of shit.
Dude, what was up? I was playing Horizon, middle of a boss. This boss was whooping my ass. Finally got just a sliver of life. I'm like, boom.
He did it.
I'm looking around like, I'm like, what? The power ain't off. I look at the TV and I look down and his hand is just
Look,
just laid
he
all.
He saw what was happening to you.
Just and laid across it.
He said that you had enough.
He's like, enough is enough.
Throw in the damn towel.
No wind to say wind.
Threw in the towel for you. That's what it was.
I was so right there. Matter. I was there, and he was like,
he said, you know what? I ain't gonna right let my there, father yeah. go through this.
He's like, I'm gonna go ahead and end this misery.
Talking
about you, man.
Yeah, no, you're done. That's yeah, right.
And then you look in his eyes before you wanted to fuck him up.
No, I didn't look in his eyes. I didn't look in his eyes. Usually when he smiles, it's just over.
It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. But just I wanted the JBL clothesline, man. I was like, dude, that was. I was right there.
All the way from hell, huh?
Yeah, I was like, I was right there.
I still brought that one back. That's never leaving my character. Every time I get there. WWE. So satisfying.
My favorite is the William Regal, them knuckles, the brass knuckle.
That's a good one.
You put it back.
I hate them damn things.
All right, so I'm supposed to talk about this 2 shows ago.
What's that?
We usually get deep into the show before I like bring out the interesting shit, right?
Because none of the shit we said before.
Nah, it was all bullshit. So, because only he brings up the interesting topics.
Yeah,
he is our fearless leader.
It's 100% the truth. Like, why are we acting like this is?
Hey man, we gonna say it or we gonna bring it up, man?
Wait, hold on, because this shit is about me, because your eyes are in my eyeballs, and these motherfuckers is looking down.
I don't even know.
They already know. What the, no.
It's 100% not about you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Somebody asked me for advice. I gave them advice. They used it, and then they fucked up later on.
Is this you?
No.
It might be.
Nobody on this show.
Okay.
Let's talk about threesome etiquette.
Oh, okay.
Threesome etiquette.
It's fucking threesome etiquette.
On how to.
Yes.
And this person fucked it up.
Fucked it up.
Ruined his relationship? His or her relationship?
I don't know because I don't work there anymore. So.
My guess is going to be no.
I'm not sure.
I don't think people are leaving people like that no more but nowadays.
Leaving
people? Yeah, people are usually sticking it in.
Yeah, sticking it in. Yeah,
for a couple fuck ups. At least 3 or 4.
At least
3 or 4 fuck ups.
I think it's more than that, ain't it?
What's holding people these days is the connection to the emotion that you both.